The Beliefs of Judaism. To the Israelites, history and religion were closely connected. Each event showed God's plan for the Israelite people. Over time, Israelite beliefs developed into the religion we know today as Judaism. You already know that Judaism was monotheistic from its beginning. It differed from the beliefs of nearby peoples in other ways as well. A promise to the Israelites. Most ancient people thought of their gods as being connected to certain places or people. The Israelites, however, believed that God is present everywhere. They believed that God knows everything and has complete power. According to the Torah, God promised Abraham that his people would become kings and build nations. God said to Abraham, "I will keep my promise to you and your descendants in future generations as an everlasting covenant." Because of this covenant, or promise made by God, the Israelites considered themselves to be God's chosen people. This covenant was later renewed by Moses, an Israelite leader who lived sometime around 1200 BC. He told the Israelites that God would lead them to Canaan, the promised land. In return, the Israelites had to obey God faithfully. The Ten Commandments. At the heart of Judaism are the Ten Commandments. The Israelites believed that God delivered the commandments to them through Moses. Some commandments set out religious duties toward God. Others are rules for correct behavior. Here are some of the commandments. I, the Lord, am your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You shall have no other gods beside me. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. The Ten Commandments. In addition to the Ten Commandments, the Torah set out many other laws. Some had to do with everyday matters, such as how food should be prepared. Others had to do with crimes. Like Hammurabi's code, many of the Israelites' laws tried to match punishments to crimes. At the same time, religious teachers called on leaders to carry out the laws with justice and mercy. Judaism and women. Some laws protected women. One of the commandments, for example, requires that mothers be treated with respect. But, as in many other religions, women were considered to be of lower social status than men. A man who was head of a family owned his wife and children. A father could sell his daughters into marriage. Only a husband could seek a divorce. Early in Israelite history, a few women, such as the Judge Deborah, won honor and respect as religious leaders. Later on, however, women were not allowed to take part in many religious leadership roles. Justice and morality. The history of the Israelites tells of prophets, or religious teachers who are regarded as speaking for God. The prophets told the Israelites how God wanted them to live. They warned the people not to disobey God's law. Disobedience could bring disaster. Prophets preached a code of ethics or moral behavior. They urged the Israelites to live good and decent lives. They also called on the rich and powerful to protect the poor and weak. All people, the prophets said, were equal before God. In many ancient societies, a ruler was seen as a god. To the Israelites, however, their leaders were human. Kings had to obey God's law just as shepherds and merchants did. Reading check. What did the prophets tell the Israelites?